live from the Babylon Podcast Studios in an undisclosed location in beautiful Southern California. It's Babylon Podcast, where gay is the way and no topic is left unturned. With your hilarious big-haired hosts, Philly Dean and Scooter Booter. Get your cocktails ready as they dish the dirt and drink the juice. Podcasting in 3, 2, 1.
I'm sorry, what is this? Where are we?
What are we doing?
Who is Philly Dean? I'm so confused.
I don't know where. What is this place that you've dragged me to, and who are you?
This is the Fullerton Studios of Babylon Podcast. I'm Scooter Booter, and you are Aunt Phyllis.
And Phyllis Dean. Whoa.
I'm so excited to be back.
Did you forget?
Forget what?
Who you were.
Oh, I forgot everything, honey. It's been so long over here, I actually had to use my MapQuest to get here.
Yes, and the smell of waffles.
And the smell of waffles will draw me in from any place. Yes, it was lovely.
In the morning, I'm making waffles.
Oh my goodness.
It does feel like it's been a long time.
That's because it has been a long time.
Yes.
Nobody's listening to us, so it doesn't really matter.
I know. We've received very few requests for a show.
Yeah.
But they have come in.
Screw you very much. Oh, really?
I've through some channels. So
texting?
Maybe some texting here or there.
I totally forgot about our Twitter thing because nobody was tweeting us at all.
Uh-huh.
But I did get a little bit of here and there. You know, we got some correspondence over the holiday break.
That's right.
Yes.
It's 2013.
It is 2013. Yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
We did that. who was it from?
It was from Andrew Dickinson. We got a Christmas card. First Christmas card. We've been in the show for 3 years, Scooter Booter, and we got our first Christmas card.
That's very exciting.
It was.
I snapped a picture. I texted it right over to you. You got right back to me about 3 weeks later with a thank you. And
did I?
Yes.
I was immediately tickled when I saw it. I know you guys don't understand, but just the fact that we got that little bit of feedback from you, from one listener, did we say it was Andrew?
Andrew Dickinson, yes, and I think it was from New York. I saw the return label came from New York. So.
Totally, that was totally unexpected and it warmed my heart.
It really is. I know that a lot of you listen because I see the downloads, but it really means a lot to us when we hear from our listeners, and then to be thought of. For the
Christmas holiday was just, it was really almost too much to take in.
Take this as our audio holiday card back to you, because I certainly am not putting anybody on my Christmas list since I don't have one to begin with.
Yeah, I haven't done Christmas cards.
You don't even get the mail. Why would you do Christmas cards?
I know, that's true. Honestly, Andrew, you took a big risk sending that to us because
it could still be in there.
There's been times where I don't even know why the mailman hasn't just taken it back.
Evidently he uses his left foot to just like push it into the box, because there's times I go in there and it's like I have to like get both hands in there and wrap my hands around the bunch and like
rip
it out of the box.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's a game between the two of us, to be honest.
Did you get a Christmas card from us? From Poppy and I think we do them.
Is this a trick question?
It's not.
You know, I get very few, and I think that yours is one of them.
You have no idea.
Well, I'm
proving yet again my point to Poppy, which is you are wasting your time.
I
save the 48 cents or whatever the hell it is these days.
Well, plus the who knows what for the card, but every year it gets smaller and smaller, to be honest. I mean, the amount. And I don't really expect them because I don't put them out, you know? But I know people do. People every
year. Weird. You do put out, though.
I know. It's amazing. Well, you know, you can only put out so much, Scooter Booter, and then...
And then Christmas, you're all done?
It's the end of the year, you know? It's time for...
Aggressive receiving?
Exactly.
Ass up to the wind.
I have put out as much as I can put out.
Very good. Did you have any warm Christmas presents?
Warm Christmas presents?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Any good cheese day lately?
As in the type that wakes up under the covers with you?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know, I don't like to kiss and tell.
What about blow and tell?
Blow and tell comes later in the show, honey.
And that there's plenty of.
You sure you don't want some Baileys in that coffee there, sweetie? I'll pry it out of you, yeah.
There'll be plenty. There'll be plenty of blow and tell later.
You sleazy skank.
I'm sure. All
right. Let me write a note to myself to ask about that.
So we had quite a little run of our hiatus. This is the longest hiatus we've ever taken on the show, right?
Most of December, all of January, and the first half of February. Our first week of February.
It is February already. See here, I was thinking it was middle of January. I don't know what happened. I just woke up from a slumber.
Oh, you didn't notice all the hate texts I was sending you? About not doing a show?
Well,
I believe I got a reply like, settle the fuck down.
I'm like, okay, well, just try to keep our readership up.
This is what you call let them want more. It's all about, it's marketing, honey. You should know this.
Okay.
Make them want you. This has been my philosophy.
Make them give up on you is what we're doing.
Well, okay, yeah, we've had a couple. We were scheduled like a week ago.
Well, we weren't really scheduled. I think that was part of the problem is we weren't really scheduled. You were.
You are always scheduled. Don't start this conversation. You are on my calendar every other Tuesday.
Well, I'll have to go back and review my Google calendar.
I had asked for 3 Tuesdays in a row, and I was like, well, let me see if I can schedule you in.
No, well, okay. Well, I think the first Tuesday is incorrect, because I was asking for the first week, and you were a mess that first week. Something with work or whatever. The first week when I came back.
We had just gotten back from Vegas.
Yes, we just got back from Vegas.
Not going to happen that week. That was week number one.
I was a mess. Okay. Sure. Go on.
Then week number two was the week of the Laker game, and that was a miscommunication because I did not have it in my calendar. Clearly, it was in your calendar.
I just have a recurring appointment. I don't know how hard that is. Try that.
We're gonna work on our Google calendars right after the show. That is number one.
Okay, right after the show, Google calendar. And then the third week would have been this last Tuesday in which I phoned in sick.
How about I just invite you to my appointment?
Excuse me, see, I've got a little a little recurring thing here. Let me get some coffee.
I was sick twice in the last month.
This has been a terrible flu and cold season.
I've never seen so many freaking people sick. So I wasn't surprised when you told me you were sick when we were supposed to record. I wasn't surprised because everybody is sick.
Yeah.
If not once, twice, two times.
You know, I thought I had dodged a bullet. Honestly, I had not gotten sick this entire season. And I thought, you know, this is the tail end. Everything is looking good. My immune system is up. Everything's going great. And then it was the night of the Lakers game. I was carrying my friend's kid, a 2-year-old. And you know how you carry him. You carry him close to your bosom, right? And we're walking down the street.
Was he milking you?
Honey, where there's feast, there's famine.
That just keep that hungry little mouth away from you, the titties. They start, have you seen the babies do that, where they start doing the mouthing?
They start looking, well, I don't think he's that confused.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm sorry.
When they're hungry.
And we're standing at the stoplight, Figueroa and Chick Hearn Street. I can remember it. I visualize it. I have nightmares about it.
Picture it.
And all of a sudden, he's looking at me. He's looking deep into my green eyes, and he's just loving his Aunt Phyllis. And all of a sudden, it's
right in your mouth,
right in my mouth, my face, my eyes, everything. And I was like, "Oh, this can't be good."
Well, thank you for doing it now in my mouth and eyes.
And the next morning, my friend is like, "Oh, Adam woke up with a fever," and I'm like, "Here we go." And then, sure enough, by that weekend, it all started caving in.
Did
on
you
me.
Spam the baby? Hate mail, text.
Yes.
I mean, that's so inappropriate. Cover your mouth, you little whore.
I know. Parents, and then it's amazing to me how parents think nothing of snot coming out of their kids' nose. Like it's some sort of cute, you know, thing. You know, like
oh, it's easy compared to what comes out the other end. That's why they're okay with snot.
True that, I guess. I guess I didn't think about that.
Turn that baby around and start wiping that hole.
Oh. Oh, baby talk. Enough baby talk.
I know, right?
So that has been the reason we have been so delayed in coming to you. But let me tell you, this show is going to be amazing because it has got so much that we're going to pack into one little show here.
How much?
It's like this much.
They can't see it.
Oh.
Well, then it's
bigger than your hole.
It's bigger than that. It's like, you know, like two chest bands of mine.
Oh, right, my here. Goodness.
It's amazing. It's amazing, really. So we've got a lot to talk about because...
I have my red pen out to cross off notes from your list.
I'm going to move my notes right over here to this side.
Nope, you're done talking about that?
But we have, because we both had holidays on our hiatus, and so...
Several holiday.
I'm using holiday in the term, like, Australians use holiday, which is another word for vacation.
Uh-huh.
That
and,
they use
and holidays.
And holidays. It's a very generic term. So that's how I'm using that word. You're gonna have to learn some of my new.
That's I went on holiday and I had a holiday.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was told
you're so international now.
Do you know I was told recently on a date that I have a very Palin / Alaskan accent.
A Palin accent.
A Palin / Alaskan accent.
What does that mean?
Well, I didn't either, but then...
You're a dumb brunette?
Pretty much. No, he was very clear to make sure it wasn't the content of what I was saying, like, as in being stupid, like Palin. But I guess words that I say, like, go.
Which, yeah.
Like, let's go to the market.
Which is kind of Canadian.
And that's what I told him. I said, I've been told I have more of a Canadian accent than I have.
He equated that with a...
Like a Alaskan.
Oh,
yeah.
Palin. Wow, that needs to get out a little bit.
Yeah, I know, right? So if you hear it, flush the Canadian out of me, eh?
Okay.
So, okay. Anyways.
I'm all about flushing the Canadian out. Half my family's Canadian.
It's not Canadian, it's the French that bother me. Anyhow, so yes, you and Poppy took a little vacaciones this holiday season, did you know?
Oh yes, just after our show, we flew off to the Disney Worlds.
The Disney Worlds?
Disney World.
And that's different than Disneyland?
Yes, it's in Florida, Orlando, Florida, if you're not from the U.S. It is the what Disney would have wanted to build once he realized what was occurring in California. Does that make sense?
I think so. So it's kind of like the redo. Like, if he had a chance to redo it,
do-over.
He would have done here, but he did it over there instead.
Yeah, it was a do-over.
Okay.
Land was cheap. There was nobody there. So they kind of started from scratch again. So it's a very interesting, if you look at it through that lens, what was done. So like the monorail, for instance. The monorail is a transportation system through the park, through several of the parks and the hotels. It goes through right through the middle of hotels. Whereas here, it's just kind of like a ride around the park, you know,
right.
It's kind of like a train or something. But it literally takes you places that take 15 minutes to get somewhere.
Okay, so it's like, and it has different stops other than just A and B.
Different parks, hotels, etc., transportation centers. They have a huge, and transportation is massive over there because the parks are so big and they're so far apart. So.
Why can we not do monorails here in Southern California? I know this is a tangent, but...
I don't know!
They're cheap, and they're efficient...
They run on gas?
Or whatever you want them to run on.
Or, yeah,
electricity.
Exactly.
I mean, Seattle has the one, but of course it doesn't work anymore.
You know, Vegas put one up, not cheap or efficient. Well, it's efficient, it's just not cheap.
Well, I think it can be cheap.
If you had more people riding it, probably.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that Southern California should have a monorail running down the center of every freeway we have.
Wouldn't that be great?
I mean, you could go anywhere. Anyways, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Monorail. So he was a true visionary. Yes, he had a vision.
He did. But it was awesome. We had a great time. Have you and I talked about it?
We haven't really. I mean, we have a little bit, but we've saved it for the show.
Oh, we're saving it for you people. Well, obviously...
How many parks are there in the Orlando area that are associated with Disney?
Associated with Disney? Gosh, I can't even tell you. There's four main parks. There's two water parks. So I guess six in total that are Disney-owned and operated.
Wow. And your pass, you bought the all Disney pass, right?
I did. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
But just to give you the general overview, I don't know how big it is, but it's hundreds, if not thousands of square acres of land.
And they're all together, local. They're like all in one area.
They're all in one area, and there's nothing in between them besides hotels and restaurants.
Okay.
There are little residential communities... Like, say, a little, not a Fullerton, but maybe a little town.
Okay.
Little town, like Santa Ana. I'm just kidding. No, there's literally, like, little Stepford Wife towns in between these things that are built by Disney and HOA'd by Disney. So you can imagine every blade of grass is like the same height. The fire department is nicer than my house from the outside, you know? Anyways, so they've made a real kind of neat community thing there. And then they have transportation for all of the different properties, restaurants, et cetera, that are Disney-owned buses. Not owned buses, but Disney buses. You get on them for free, you go everywhere, which is really kind of a nice concept. It's like, leave the car at home.
It sounds very fake, almost.
It is.
Yeah. Like, now, do people live in these communities, or are they, like, vacation homes?
No, they do. They do. Okay. They live in them, but you pay a premium.
Are they, like, Disney schools?
Yeah.
You go to and Mickey Mouse?
I didn't check them out too much. I mean, it's like I say, Stepford.
Mickey Mouse is the principal. You've got Donald Duck as your English teacher.
I definitely would not want to raise a family in there. It's very nice, but I can imagine it's way too sheltered.
Yeah, I could imagine.
So they have what is like our Disneyland called Magic Kingdom there.
Okay.
Very different.
Obviously, you and I grew up in this area, or you didn't grow up in this area, but you know.
Yes.
The kind of the original and such. And it's kind of hard to go to another one that's just a copy of it for the most part.
But everything's arranged just slightly differently. So you're like, I know where I am. And then you're like, I have no idea where I am.
In the same moment.
Yeah, they're still kind of arranged the same, and then all of a sudden there's like a new land that we don't have out here that's popped up in between. You're like, I'm totally lost.
Huh.
It's very odd. They don't have a Matterhorn.
Okay.
It's a small world. Yeah, right. It's a small world is inside. The whole thing is inside.
I was going to say, ours is inside.
No, ours is a show building, and you queue up outside. The whole thing is inside a building.
Oh, okay.
Kind of odd. I think it's because they have more sun and
they have air conditioning going.
Yes.
Yes, very nice.
And guess what? One of the biggest rides there is. It's a 3-minute, maybe 2-minute wait at our park all the time.
Oh, okay. Then it wasn't the one that I was thinking of.
In Critter Country.
Teacups? That's not in Critter Country.
Give me your gay card.
No, it's Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
They literally had out fast passes for Winnie the Pooh.
You mean the one that we walk right on?
Yes.
You know, the only reason I go to Winnie the Pooh is to go to the candy shop on the other end of it.
It's a means to an end, really.
What do you mean I need a fast pass to get on this ride?
They also, I don't know, it's just different there. I think, actually, we're a little bit luckier.
Is there a Winnie the Pooh also created by people that were on acid? Tripping on acid?
Yes, and there's an extra room inside there, too, more acid.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah. A lot of our classics are different, you know, Haunted Mansion, Pirates, all that stuff. It's just changed slightly. But
I would imagine it has to be different. Otherwise, how do you get people to go from one to the other? Like, people like you, like, how do you get you to go there if it's not different?
I was analyzing it, and I think it has more to do with, there were some engineering challenges that they did things in our park versus their park.
Okay.
That there was no need for, such as, what's a good example? Pirates. Pirates, you know how you go down that big flume in the beginning?
Yes.
Do you know what that's about?
About getting the ride downstairs?
It's not about the thrill of going down the flume. It's about getting you under the berm of the park and outside so they have more show space.
Yes.
There's no need for that because they have all the land, so there's not really that same business going on.
Okay. So. It also, I was going to say, probably over there, they have a lot less regulations as well to building stuff in California. So.
Probably.
Just throw up anything you want, anywhere you want in Florida.
Yeah.
As long as the old people can get there, that's all that really matters, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. That whole area,
obviously, I mean, think about a town that has got an auto manufacturer in it, and pretty much everybody in it works for or is...
Detroit?
No, little town.
Oh, okay.
That has an auto plant in it where everybody works for the plant or their parents work for the plant or something.
You're
all connected to the plant.
Yes.
Disney is the plant. Even though Orlando is a big city, pretty much everybody you run into either has worked for Disney, has a side job for Disney, or, you know, is connected to supporting tourism there because it's the massive thing. I mean, you really can't find anybody there that doesn't think about it in that way. It's not that way here. You know what I mean?
Right. No, of course not. No.
So it's a very different mindset. When you're talking to the people, almost everybody there is a tourist. Everybody. Whereas here we have a lot of locals and your pass holders and such like that. So it's very different in that respect. The employees.
not nearly as enthusiastic.
Oh.
Which gets me to my first story.
Okay. Now we're into the good stuff.
The story.
Uh-huh.
So, because Poppy and I wanted to make the most of our vacation, we knew that we would buy the All Resorts Pass that you mentioned.
Okay.
Which got us, you know, cheaper admission over here in California and yada yada, discounts, etc., free parking, blah, blah, blah.
Cheaper admission? Isn't admission included here in California?
No, the All Resorts Pass, meaning what we would have spent in Florida for just a little bit more, and I say a little bit, you know, with finger quotes.
Right.
You know, it's like getting one of the cheapy passes over here.
Okay.
So, but getting premium benefits.
Got it.
So, made sense.
Yes.
So we wanted to get the most out of our vacation. He's like, well, we get there in the afternoon. Why don't we just drop our shit off at the hotel and we'll head over to the park and have dinner? I'm like, oh.
That's
great idea.
That is total Disney talk right there.
Right?
Yeah.
I get dinner reservations going. We get to the airport early. Back up. We went the night before down to Downtown Disney and bought our passes. So we wouldn't be harassed with that business going on when we were at... in Florida.
You need pictures and all that.
No, they have all that in the system. It's easy.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, you took care of all that here.
Right, and I don't know how connected the two are, right?
Right.
So, so we get our passes, we come back home, pack, go to the airport, take off, and we arrive. Hotel's fine, all arranged. Get on the bus inside of 5 minutes. We're at the park in 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, God, this day is so perfectly scheduled. Which should have been my clue. We had dinner in an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm hungry. We didn't get any food on the plane. I'm like, this is going to be perfect. We're going to sit down, have drinks, no worries.
6-hour flight, no food, huh?
No, let me hand out food, no more.
Okay.
Here's your peanuts. So we get to the gate, the front gate of Epcot. We decided to go to Epcot. That's where our reservations were. And... the lady, or I'm not even call her lady because she was not ladylike. They have a little different system. You actually put your own card into the turnstile.
Oh, okay.
And it spits it out the other side. They take it and hand it to you.
That's like the subway.
You also, yes, exactly. You also put your fingerprint down on this little scanner thingy, which I bet will be coming here soon to keep people from sharing passes.
That makes total sense. Like, they already do that at Universal Studios for your annual pass. I'm surprised that Disney hasn't done that over here already.
You know, we went last week. I saw the 2- and 3-day pass people. They started taking pictures with mobile phones of those people so that the pass was connected. They take a picture with the mobile phone and then they scan it.
Right, okay.
So I think they're trying to eliminate all that hocus-pocus business that people do.
Yes.
So I put my finger on the little thing. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And I get the red light. And she's like, oh... you haven't done this before? And I'm like, no. She goes, okay, it's okay. Do it again. It'll record your fingerprint to your pass, and then you'll be good. Do it again. Put the card through, and it gives me the red light again. And I'm like, that's weird. She pulls up the card. She looks at it. She goes, this is your room key.
Oh.
Hands it back to me, like, get the fuck out of my face. Not... And very dismissive.
Uh-huh.
Very dismissive. And so I hand it back to her and I said, I think you might want to take another look. This is a All Resorts Pass. I just spent almost $1,000 on this piece of plastic I'm handing you. You little twit. And she goes, no, it's not. It's your room key.
Oh.
Okay, no. And I literally held it in front of her face and I said, this is an annual pass holder. Have you not seen an annual pass holder? Is this your first day? She goes, well, it's not working, whatever it is.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. What exactly would I do then? Because I would think that's something you would tell me.
Yes, like you would try to assist me here.
Rather than shushing me away. She's like, you have to go to customer service. Just, you know, really dismissive. So I'm a little ticked. Go over to the customer service booth to get two people helping a 10-person line. We stand there for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm looking at my watch going, we're going to miss dinner.
Ugh.
Right?
Yes.
Because we're at the back of the park. Go through that whole business. They were nice there, but it was really like, oh, sorry. Yeah, the parks are not connected. I'm like, I specifically asked.
Uh-huh.
When I bought this pass, if it was going to be a problem, they said, no, it transfers over. Okay, whatever.
So you get it resolved, but it's...
We go back to the front. We're standing in the line yet again to get in, because there's a line at 7 p.m. in the evening. And I'm fuming. I'm having a Scooter Boomer moment still, because now
I hope you at least get into the same lane with the same lady.
Honey Badger, I am lactating with rage!
I should have, huh?
Hammer. Here's my room key card again, miss.
I was just, I think it was because I was hungry. You know how I get when I'm hungry.
Oh, I know Scooter Booter when he's hungry.
And 10 plus hours of cars, taxi, shuttle, airplane, and monorail or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let me in the goddamn park.
Yes.
And we're standing in this line. It's going very slow. And I just happened to notice there was a supervisor there. And I said, excuse me, I'd love to talk to you. And I said, see that lady over there? She gave me the stink face. Do you know what this is? And he's like, yeah, that's an annual pass. And I said, she thinks it's my room key. And I showed it to her two times. And he's like, oh, I really hate to hear that. I said, she's my first interaction after flying almost 3,000 miles here.
Uh-huh.
He's like, great. I will take care of that.
Oh, well, good for you to get that take resolved.
I don't do that with most employees, but I just felt like if I wasn't into Disney and I was somebody that came to Disney World,
I
feel a little differently. Like, oh, this is my first interaction, you know?
Right.
Just like, get the fuck out of my face. So, not good.
No.
Not good. We get back to the restaurant.
Great. Another employee on the tip because it got fired from Scooter Booter.
You know, they can only get almost like two or three complaints before they get kicked out.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're pretty rigorous about their review process. So, sucks. But hey, be sucky.
Don't be sucky, right.
So anyways, we did make it to the restaurant with a couple minutes to spare, and it was glorious from there on out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. Now, wouldn't they have extended your reservation a few minutes, knowing the situation?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? You actually had to put in a credit card if you didn't show so they could charge you. I'm
nice.
Like, this is pretty strict.
Nice. Sounds like Lip San Diego.
Right? Now, this was an Epcot, which is what I call the adult park, because it's all about drinking and restaurants.
Okay.
It's almost like a garden walk of sorts, or one of our fun malls here where there's lots of booze and...
Is there other things other than...
There's rides and such.
Okay.
But the at night, the people leave the ride area and they go to the restaurant area.
Okay.
So it's very fun. It's like 13 different countries. The people that work there are... I told you this already?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make... I didn't know if you heard this, but the people that work there are from those respective countries, so it's kind of fun. It's like you're getting hand a Parisian drink by a Parisian.
Oh!
With an accent and everything. They're
they cast the people.
Fresh off the boat.
Ah, I like fresh off the boat.
Yes.
All right. And do they like treat with that same sort of attitude? Like if you go to a Puerto Rican place, they like just kick the food out at you, no smile?
Well, I thought, surely it's the Disney version of each of these countries. Oh, no, sir. We went to China.
Oh, no.
And they proved me wrong.
Here you go, top tweets.
Miss, do you have this in another size? No, it's out there. And at one point, Roberta was like, it's like we're in China.
Mm-hmm.
She literally like pushed her way past us when she was done with us at the register. Well, hey, very authentic.
They are a pushy person. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Yeah. Do you think you'd ever like to go sometime?
To where?
Disney World.
Oh, Disney World. Yes. I was in Orlando years ago when I was just a wee little college student. And I went to one park that was all bars. But I don't think it was that. It was like an island or something. Is there a Pleasure Island?
That's like their downtown Disney. There's a section called Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island. That's the only place I've been to. Would I go back there? Yeah, I think so. With the right people. You know, like with some friends or something.
Oh, you have friends?
I know. It's amazing. Yes.
Cool.
An ever-expanding group, as a matter of fact.
Well, maybe we'll get the opportunity sometime.
Yeah.
My whole vacation...
I don't know that I'd spend $1,000 on an annual pass, but then I suppose if you're... Going in all the parts.
How much are you paying on your pass here?
I know. More than I should be, let's just say that.
Okay, then. Yeah. when you can chalk it up to a vacation expense,
yeah,
you know, it kind of works itself out. our air and hotel, I know people, you might be thinking, these bitches go everywhere, they must be loaded.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm sure that's what they're thinking.
You know what? We've got connections. Let's just say we got connections. This trip was a good example of that. We had air both ways for a total of $80, and people, you could do this too. We used our credit card miles to get back, and we used my business travel miles to get there.
And the room was under $100 a night, and it was a very well-appointed room. So that's where I get $850 plus your eating and your tickets. So I think people spend, you know, 5, 7, 10 years saving up to take their family to a vacation like this. So don't do that. Just go and find something more reasonable. Get on the internet.
Yeah, the internet has lots of great options and deals.
Don't just click Disney.com and punch in your credit card for $10,000. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, and then, yeah, if you use your, if you have the rewards, I mean, you have a business card, is that what you have? Or I mean, what is your rewards card that you use?
Well, actually, we use Poppy's rewards card, which is just Visa MasterCard that's hooked to miles.
Okay.
We can go on any airline.
Yeah. Those are better than choosing, like, one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed that.
So. Yeah, because I did have my airline miles. You're very restricted.
Yeah.
They only want to give out 2 to 3 seats on the airplane to those people. I'm like, what difference does it make? It's, you are still taking my miles.
Yeah. So. Exactly. So what else happened in
Florida? We rode Virgin on the way there.
I love
Virgin. I never got to talk with you about that.
How was it? What'd you think? I love it. It's like an amazing airline.
I thought it was very pretty. I'll say that.
Pretty, and then the people that you have good looking flight attendants, they usually have good looking flight attendants.
The men were good looking, yes. It was pretty. Like I said, everybody was pretty. The seats were pretty.
Did you like how you just order what you want on the screen?
I did, and I had a little moment in the plane when Poppy's like, I cannot believe this. I'm so entertained. And I'm like, entertained with what? And he's like, this television, I can watch any station I want. And I'm like, have you not been on a plane in the last 10 years? He's like, I've never been on a plane with a television before, my own television.
No, but honestly, I don't fault him. There's not a lot out that have that.
Yet. I've been on tons of them. I'm like, well, you've never been with me? Like JetBlue, for a ton of times. I guess he just never has been with me.
Maybe he hasn't been on JetBlue. He hasn't gone to New York since I've known you guys to be traveling.
Yeah, we went to New York together. I guess it just was no TV. I don't know. So he was really like, I can't believe how short that flight was.
Because a lot of the major still don't have that. I don't think United, America, Delta, none of those have your own TV. So where would he have traveled? I mean, Alaska doesn't have that. So the only ones that I know of that have it that are domestic here are Virgin and JetBlue. Southwest doesn't have it. So where would he have traveled that would have had it?
Are you sure Delta doesn't have any planes with that?
I'm not saying they don't have any, but not every, like Virgin does.
I've definitely been on more than two airlines with the television in it.
Because I had the same thing going over to China, where China Eastern, in economy, they did not have individual TVs. They had like 3 TVs for the entire back of the...
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Those trans-Pacific flights are the ones who... Those TVs were created for.
I know. And the boys took China Southern, and they did have TVs in the economy. And so...
Why are you pointing behind you when you say economy? Those people.
Because, honey, you know that I wouldn't be flying across there in economy.
Oh, my goodness. How many hours was that?
12. And when I found out there was no TVs in the back, I was like, oh, no.
That's not the end of the world, but, yeah, it's a long time.
It's a long time. So, believe me, it is a huge thing. And I had this big conversation with Karen with Europe, and she couldn't understand how that was important to me to have in-seat entertainment. And I'm like, it is very important.
Oh, it's a big deal.
I would pay more for that.
In fact, I bring my own in-seat entertainment knowing the airline won't have it.
Okay, yes.
Because it passes the time so much quicker. Magazines, iPad, whatever.
Right.
You know what? I want to give you some tips if you go or our listeners go. You know I'm a planner.
Oh, you don't say.
But you know what? I have had some fantastic experiences because I am the planner.
Okay.
And I really fight not to overplan. But in this case, I found a website that charged me, I want to say
$9.
$9. It may have been $12 at the most, but it's called touringplans.com. It is centered around those parks and their traffic flow.
So just those parks.
They have a Disney equivalent as well.
Oh, okay.
But this membership was for that. And you can see on any day, they have, I think it's 10 to 15 years of historical data. You can see on any day what their statistical prediction is for the crowd level in the park. And we followed their recommendations of which park to go to when, which is exactly the opposite order that I would have done. And we walked on almost everything.
Really?
Yes. And I and at the end of the week, I was asking, like, hey, it doesn't seem like a lot of people here. Oh, you should have been here Monday. It was crazy. You know? And I was like, oh my God, this $12 is the best.
So what was the name of the website again?
Touringplans.com.
Touringplans.com. That sounds like an amazing site.
They factor in pass holders, you know, which pass holders can go. They factor in which holiday, how close it is, what national holidays are going on. They also factor in the early morning hours, you know, that where Disney gives away free entry to people.
Right.
So it fucks up all the rides before you can even get in.
Oh.
So they steer you away from those kinds of things. It's very, it was a huge help. Even Poppy was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe how much we have done in like 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I didn't even know something like that existed.
Now they do have a kind of a lower level to that, which is once you're inside the park, you kind of check off all the rides that you want to hit in the day, and they will tell you which order to hit them in.
Okay.
So it may send you to the back of the park first. You may be doing a little more walking, but you...
Did you say a little more lower level than $12? who can't afford the $12?
Well, I thought, because they hide what it is that you can see.
Okay.
Before you pay the $12, it's like, this is the kind of stuff that you'll get, and you're like, not sure.
Yeah, okay.
So, if you know what, you don't have to pay $12 to check it out. They will show you next month's predictions. They don't show you next week's predictions, but they'll show you next month's. So, anyways, I honestly totally.
Where did you find out about something like this? Because I've never even heard of it.
You know, I was at the bookstore looking at our travel guide, and I saw that website in there. It just stuck in my mind. So,
interesting.
Yeah. Other tips for people: if you can't afford the $12. Don't do Magic Kingdom on the first couple of days. That's what everybody does. It's the Authentico. It's this gold standard.
Okay.
So don't get a car. You don't need it there. The buses are a little bit irritating when you're cold and you want to go home, but just don't hassle the parking and the cost and all that business.
Save the money on the car and buy touringwhatever.com.
Well, yeah, if you have a $12 car. what else would be helpful? Oh, plan yourself a day off. That is a lot of walking.
Did you guys take a day off? Because you guys seem to be going most of the time.
We took a day off. We went to Downtown Disney. We were right across the street from it.
Mm-hmm.
And watched a couple movies. We had drinks in the bars. We went and saw a Cirque show, just so that we were kind of relaxing for most of the day. We went back in the hotel room, took naps. It made the next day so much more enjoyable.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Now, Orlando, we're talking about Orlando, this is Florida, this is the United States of America, correct?
Still. For now.
They have some problems with cell phone service over there? No? What service do you have? You have your Verizon.
Verizon,
they don't have any cell towers in, maybe no data, no data service in Orlando. No data?
Is this set up? I don't recall there being bad service, but I mean, no service. There was service. However, there was that issue that we experience when we're in the Staples Center,
the Angel Stadium, or the Disney Park, where there's too many people on the tower, and you really can't do much.
Can't do much. Oh, okay.
What happened?
And what hotel are you in? You didn't have any Wi-Fi in the hotel? No free Wi-Fi?
Where are you getting it?
I want to know why we had to go a whole week without any updates from Scooter Booter. No pictures, no we're having a great time, no we miss you, we are thinking about our friends, nothing. I had to text you and badger you for one fucking picture.
There is a reason for that. Well, there's two. One, I didn't miss you or or want you to be there. So I hope that settles that concern. No, I was just hanging out with my man, you know? It was nice. The other was, because we were literally gone from like 7 a.m. to midnight every day, you know, just trying to make the most of it, the phone battery. I was trying to do as little as possible on the phone so that I could, you know, so the phone would last all day.
Yes, okay.
That really what it is. I got a new phone and we got back.
Oh, okay.
I should have got it before
you
left.
Now you have, I see you have what I have, the Samsung, yes?
Yes,
the Samhung. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Mostly because of the battery.
We'll talk about that at some other time, the phones. We'll discuss Sam Hung stuff, but...
It's amazing how much of your life you just kind of, like, put on hold because you don't want to drain your battery.
Drain your battery, yeah. No, I was, you know, I mean, your friends do miss you. I was desperate for some updates. I wanted to see what...
Desperate?
I was!
I don't know, what would I say?
Well, just post a picture of you guys, you know, enjoying yourselves.
Floating?
Floating, enjoying yourselves, having a good time at Disneyland. You know, we want to see your face, that's
okay.
all.
Okay, well, I'll try to remember that in future trips. It's just, it's not really the, I don't know, it's not me as much as it is you, and I don't mind that you do it. Just, I don't know. I feel like I'm rubbing people's face in it.
Oh, no. In fact,
who was it, where were we? Oh, when we were in Puerto Vallarta?
Uh-huh.
And I was posting about, like, I just got my $30 massage or whatever it was.
Right.
I've had people comment, like, you're such a bitch. Like, here I am in finals, and you're telling me about it, and I'm like...
You know, that they're just, you know...
Jealous.
You just tell them...
Kiss my brown ass.
But that's what I would tell them. I don't know if we have one on here that says, kiss my pasty white ass. No, I don't see anything like that there. No, you know, you just... people only say that in jest, but they... I think if they don't want to see, they can always not look. But, you know, I like to... see what my friends are doing. I enjoy that.
Okay.
And so...
I might send it more... In fact, I think you have said this before, now that I think about it.
What?
You have made this comment before.
Yes.
While I'm on vacation. I need to just send them to you and be done with it, rather
sure.
than trying to get on data.
I want to see you having fun.
Well, last thing I'll say to wrap it up is, even if you have done the original and our two parks, you've been to LA or whatever, it's still worth your experience. Because there is a lot more going on over there. Things that we don't have. There were several points where I was really screaming in terror because I did not know if I was going to die or not. The rides were interesting.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So, very fun.
Good rides.
Yes.
It just seems like a lot going on over there. And Disney, I mean, if they're expanding so much, it's amazing. You know they're building a new park in Shanghai.
Are they?
Yeah. I don't know anything about it, but I just can't fathom that. Like, I mean, like, they're still building parks around the world.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know. And I don't know.
The money. It's the money.
Yeah, I know.
You look around at these thousands of people around, you're like, $80, $80, $80, $80. Oh, my God. Speaking of money, did you see my iPod post?
Yeah, your iTunes post?
It blows my fucking mind.
$1 million an hour? Is that what you said?
It's $1 million an hour. $15,000 downloads an hour.
Yeah. And that's, I think they're losing ground, aren't they? I mean, honestly, I think they're, you got iHeartRadio, Pandora, and then that new thing out there that people listen to. I haven't downloaded it, but the one.
Spotify.
Yeah.
I think they're losing traction to some of those other platforms.
Oh.
But not that they're going out of business anytime soon, but I mean, I imagine at one point it was more, because I used to download from iTunes all the time. I haven't downloaded from iTunes in probably 6 months. Because now I just use iHeartRadio.
Oh.
And so
I'm kind of a collector of music. I use those services, but I'm also bookmarking things when I'm using those services because I want to own that for myself.
Own it? You really think you own it, Scooter Booter?
I do. For $1.29, it becomes mine forever.
Yeah, until you don't have an iPhone anymore. We'll have to talk about that.
I never had an iPhone.
We'll have to talk about how you utilize that on your phone because I still haven't mastered that yet. But anyways... So you had and you were gone for what, 7 days, 8 days?
Something like that,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then you came right home to family. That sounds so refreshing and relaxing. I couldn't even get a cocktail out of you before Christmas.
Oh my gosh. I think you texted me something about, like, I would like to see you before I leave.
I was like, short of you coming to my Christmas party, I don't see how that's going to happen.
Which is not going to happen.
Which we already discussed. Not happening.
Not happening. it all happened so fast. You came back, and we had Christmas, and...
Can I tell you how stressful that was?
We don't have to get into any of the details other than vacation, literally half day to unpack, and boom.
Instant family. I've got to be prepping shit. I was just, when I went back to work, I was like, thank God.
Why do the holidays do this to us? Honestly, why do they do this to us? You know, I'm not working and my holidays were stressed.
I planned it that way, but it's bad.
I don't know what I would have had time to work if I had been working this particular December. Because it seemed like I was on the go. I didn't even realize that Christmas had snuck up on me.
Now, have you ever had an audience when you're cooking? Well, cooking, yes, but how about baking?
I don't think so, because I usually bake in advance.
Would that bother you?
No, I wouldn't bother me at all.
Okay.
No. Well, except for when you're trying to read instructions. And,
yes.
And people are trying to...
Oh, cranberries. What are you using those for? Oh, but why are you chopping them?
They look good. They look tasty.
I like had to have an excuse, a reason for every single baking thing. I was like, excuse me. I got a lot to do.
Yeah. Well, especially, are you talking about Mother Booter? She seems a little bit honed in.
No. She has figured out to leave me the F alone when I'm in the kitchen. She actually asked her boyfriend, the new motherfucker, stop bothering me.
The new motherfucker.
I might have given her a look like, get this guy out of my skirt. Jesus. Well, he genuinely is being nice. He's like, wow, your chopping ability looks... Have you been trained? And I'm like, seriously. I got like 4 hours before I have to go to bed, and then there's even more people coming tomorrow. Like...
Put your fingers down here. Let's see how good a chopping I am.
Yes. That was stressful. Did you go see your mom for Christmas?
Mom actually came over Christmas Eve. We had a last-minute change of plans, and Mom came over for Christmas Eve.
She bring her trailer hitch?
Let's just not talk about that. We went to service at the church, which our Christmas Eve service at church is... Ends always, it's a candlelight, and then it ends with just singing Christmas carols. And I don't know, I mean, with the stroke, maybe possibly if I'm being nice, maybe possibly he's a little bit out of it. But I don't think I'm that nice. I think he was just a belligerent drunk and being stupid. But he was
literally... embarrassing for you.
It was a little embarrassing because people were turning around and looking back because he was not even singing the right song to the songs we were singing. Imagine, right?
He was in the house of the Lord.
The only saving grace.
Did your mom have to point out she wasn't gay?
The only saving grace, and I'm not gossiping here, is that Pastor might have been a little juiced up himself, but I'm not going to say anything about...
Very likely. Were you the only service he had that day?
Was the only service that day.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was an evening service on
Christmas... On Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. So he got started early.
Oh, yeah. That's a little surprise.
Oh, Jesus juice.
Yeah, we had... I was out there, and after about 45 minutes, my ears perked up, and I'm like... Oh my God, he's hammered. There was actually one point where, you know, like the side door to where he stands was open, and evidently a kitty cat had like meandered its way in, and he likes cats.
Uh-huh.
5 minutes, he googled over this cat in the middle of the service. That was when I took notice. I'm like, this is not normal. I think there's something going on here. That's a little outside force.
Now, did your mom think the congregation was a little odd?
She goes, she knows.
Oh, she knows.
She okay. Oh, yeah, she
Did
knows.
Did she point out she's not a lesbian?
No, she's never pointed anything out like that.
Okay.
No.
She didn't have a t-shirt on. I'm not a lesbian. I'm here with my gay son.
Nothing like that. She actually really likes it. They treat her very well there. So she likes going, but...
Gay boys like their mommies.
They really do. I have to push her off onto somebody else, but yeah, they do like her there. So that was Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day, I had my Misfit Christmas dinner.
Okay, how'd it go?
It went good. I made a prime rib, which was delectable, to say the least. It was amazing, probably the best yet.
How did you make it so good? Just a good cut?
I wouldn't call it a great cut. I got it from Albertsons. It couldn't have been that good of a cut, but, yeah, the way I prepare it, and the way you cook it. Because we talked about this, I believe. I use the flash hot method, which is where you turn the oven up. My oven goes up to 550 degrees. So I turn the oven up to 550 degrees, and of course I rub it, and you know, it's all rubbed on the outside with a nice paste. A marinade.
Are we still talking about the steak?
I've got my horseradish rub.
Tube steak?
And then you put it in at the 550 uh-huh. for like 15 minutes, and then you turn it down, and it basically sears the outside of it, and then you turn it way down and let it just stay in the warm oven, and it cooks the inside to like a pink. It's like
Chef Dean.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And then had some latecomers come. They didn't come for dinner. They kind of came for the... We were possibly going to go out. Christmas, because we usually do. Misfit Christmas, usually we go out to the bars. Chris, after dinner, we kind of go out and hit the bars on Broadway because they're, honestly, on Christmas Day, packed. Like, you know, everybody's there. All the gay boys are there.
Yeah.
But I had a little bit different thing today. I was leaving the next day for a 3-week trip. So I kind of, I mean, imagine your house. You know what your house is like after having people over for dinner. And then you have Christmas on top of that. So there's Christmas presents. And there's wrapping. And there's ribbons. And there's food all over the place.
Dead tree.
Exactly. Dead people. And it's like pushing like 11 o'clock in the evening. And people are still there and drinking. And you have to... And I have to leave my house at 10, in less than 12 hours, and I still haven't even fully packed yet. It's like, talk about, like, just, like, the stress, like, you know, like, coming down on me, like,
Why
did I do this to myself? So I'm, like, kind of excusing myself to go in and pack and still try to entertain at the same time, looking at the house going, there's no way I'm getting this house clean, so I had to put that on my roommate. It's like, sorry. Thank you, but you're cleaning up. That's how, I mean, literally the kitchen was blown up. And I had made an impromptu trip, and I shouldn't say I made it, I just tagged along. There's nothing better than tagging along on someone else's trip because...
Right, because we did not know about this trip on our last show.
No, it was very last minute, but a friend of mine who is Ty, and do we have a nickname for him?
Or
how about we just call him Ty?
Let's call him Horse Dog.
Horse Dog, okay. That's perfect. I mean, looking at his face. So,
oh, no, he's very cute. He's very cute.
He's very
cute. And he's very sweet.
He's very sweet, yes. He is Thai, and his dad lives in Thailand, and they had been, him and his boyfriend, had been preparing this trip for a long time. And due to circumstances, my schedule completely opened up at the last minute, and we were chatting. And
your mind.
And my mind. That's true. Because you know I would never have done this 6 months ago, right?
I know you're getting these invitations from the peeps.
Because I used to be one of them.
And now you're accepting them. It's awesome.
Yeah. So he's like, well, you should come. They were going for like 2.5 weeks or something.
Did you get a little, like when he said that you should come, what went through your mind? Like,
well,
I have nothing else to do? Or, oh, I don't know if I can, or...
There was the, oh, I don't know if I should.
Should. Why?
I should. Well, because I had just gotten back from Europe. And
your mom said you couldn't go on 2 trips in 1 year? Or?
No, nothing like that. Okay. Although, you know, I did have a little, you know how my family is, Scooter Booter. You know, everyone is in everybody's business.
Oh, yes.
And so there was a little bit of that concern, but I don't really care because I'm not asking to borrow money from anybody. So it's not really, you know, that wasn't really top on my concern.
Got over the should.
I got over the should, and then it was the why not, and there wasn't really any why not. And then what really put it over the edge is, you know, my friend India has been living in Shanghai for 3 years, and she's been desperate for me to come, and she just had a baby in October.
That's right.
And so she's like, you've got to come. You're off work. Now's the time. You can come to Shanghai. And I thought, there's no way possible that I can go to Thailand and not go to Shanghai, because then she's going to feel bad, right? Like, you know, I would feel bad for her if she didn't feel bad herself.
Oh, so you got the guilt worked into that.
So I had a little bit of guilt. I'm like, well, I got to go to Shanghai. And so as I started doing, like, looking at flights, I found that when you're doing international flights, unlike, you know, domestically, you can make long extended layovers in cities.
Yeah.
And so that is why I chose China Eastern, is because they fly through Shanghai, and I can make a 3-day layover. So I actually left earlier than my friends and spent 3 days in Shanghai with India, and then met the boys in Thailand after that. And it worked out beautifully, perfectly. It was a little... This was part of the packing problem, though, that I had, though, because Shanghai was estimated to be, like, in the 40s, high in the 40s. It was actually cooler than that. The day I left, it was snowing. And, of course, in Thailand, it's, like, in the 90s. So I had to think, like, 2 different places, right? I got to pack cold weather for 3 days and then pack...
And haul it all around with you.
And haul it... Well, yeah, and actually worked out great because on my way home, obviously I had to fly through Shanghai again. So what I did is I packed a small bag of warm clothes and then left them in Shanghai.
Oh, cool.
And then took the big bag with me to Thailand. So... But that's why it's funny when you were talking about China and all that and being in Shanghai, I was expecting that, but...
Are they pushy?
No.
Chevy?
It's so weird. It isn't like
okay,
that.
Okay, so where do they get it from?
I don't know where they get it from. It's got to be another city. It's got to be someplace like Beijing or something. I really don't know. It's It's somewhere different. I mean, Shanghai didn't.
If you told me somebody shoved in front of you in the grocery line, I would ask, are they Chinese?
Yes, I know. And believe me, I was expecting this. And it was a little bit at the airport, but it's no different than the airport at LAX. You've been there, and they get a little pushy. Because
they're Chinese.
I know. But it is true. I only had that experience there at the Shanghai airport where I was like, I was standing there waiting for my bag,
yeah.
And some little Asian lady like put herself right in front of me, like as if like that little spot, you know, she had to have that spot, you know, waiting for her bag. And I said, fine, honey, we'll see whose bag comes first. And guess whose bag came first? And
Nars.
Guess who barreled her right the fuck over? That's right. I didn't even ask her to move. I figured, well.
Did she see you bending over to grab for it?
Honey, could you miss me bending over?
He's trying to be polite, but that was her clue to move out of the way.
Exactly, but she didn't. So, she moved. She sure did. no, but I was
Did
actually,
you get the communist strip search while you were there?
No, nothing. Honestly, it was
Was there
so
any,
bizarre.
Anything odd about the government that you could notice visibly?
Not that you could notice visibly
What about
at
their
all.
Dictator? Who's their dictator?
I don't know. Shang Zhong?
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know his name.
The balding guy?
Yeah.
Was his picture anywhere?
You know, yes.
They love to post that.
Yes. But you also saw that in Thailand of the king, and I'm sure if you went to England, you would see that of the queen. So, yeah.
Yes, you named two other dictators. But, yeah, proving my point.
Well, honey, let me just say this. I actually didn't mind seeing their pictures as much as it bothered me when I got back to the United States of America, seeing Antonio Villaraigosa's picture on the wall. Welcome to Los Angeles. I wanted to turn around and run the other direction.
Oh, that airport.
You know, that was the thing, and this is one of the things that I've noticed now, having traveled so much just recently, is that we think over here that we have the best of the best, and that there's some things that it's just like only we have. And one of the things that comes to mind is like shopping malls, for example. Like, oh, people must just love to see our shopping malls, because I can't imagine that they have shopping malls like this anywhere else.
They're grand.
Oh my God, they're not grand here. They're from the 1970s. You go anywhere else, and they have, like, brand new state-of-the-art shopping malls that are beautiful and gorgeous and nicer than the ones here. It's like, now I come back going, oh, Cerritos, bricks.
Oh, no.
You know, 12-inch tile floors. What is this bullshit? You know, it's like, it looks terrible.
Really, shouldn't the mall be a palace? You're going there to drop off your paycheck.
Yeah, I know.
It should be a palace.
It is. And in Bangkok, the malls were fucking amazing. I mean, huge malls that were big and bright and clean and white little tiles, and just, it was gorgeous.
It makes sense.
Yeah. And you start to realize there's nothing that we have here that they don't have in other countries that they don't do better than we do, honestly.
Shanghai came up on a top list. Is that one of the most populous cities? No.
It's the newest city in China. It's only 150 years old, so it's just a big international city.
Is it big?
It's very big. And their skyline is gorgeous. So is Bangkok. The skyline
yeah.
are beautiful in these cities. They know how to do it. They know how to make it look pretty. And
well, the newer cities have newer skylines, right? More modern
architecture.
Well, Hong
Kong is 150 years. I mean, that's about the same age as Los Angeles. Well,
that's true.
So, but no, I mean, the buildings are just...
Los Angeles needs some help.
Oh, a little bit, yeah. I mean, New York does a good job on their skyline. They have buildings that have pretty, you know, pretty lights and stuff. But if you've seen pictures of Shanghai... I mean, their buildings are just really beautiful. They make it, you know, and their bridges, you know, completely decorated and beautiful. So, I mean, it's nothing like what you see over here.
I have a friend that lives there. He's posting pictures all the time of Shanghai, and I have to admit, it's very intriguing.
Yeah, and it's not
there's
like
water there too, right?
Yeah, there's a river that goes right through the middle of the city. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
that's very picturesque.
Yeah, and so we walked. Indy and I walked along that river on her side of the city. So. That's where, like, all the British hotels and stuff were at one point. So it didn't look anything like China at all. I mean, I actually had to ask her specifically, can we go see something that looks Chinese? Because I would like to take some pictures of something Chinese, you know? Like, and then we found, like, one little strip, and there was, like, all these Chinese signs. I'm like, perfect. Take a picture of me here.
I'm so international.
I am. It's like it was really bizarre, you know. And we had to go to like a touristy area where they actually had buildings that had like those roofs with the little uppity corners.
Uppity corners. I never thought not to call it that, but yeah, the upturned, very Asian-like building.
They don't have. You will not.
Do they have any that look like the stacked roofs?
Where you had like multiple layers to the rooms?
Not in the general city.
Oh.
In the general city, it was apartments.
Probably more temples and stuff that do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And you really didn't even see those in the city. Those
uh-huh.
It was like more like touristy stuff.
Did you see a lot of businessmen?
Oh, yeah. Shanghai's huge.
It's a moving and shaking city.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely. So it was cool. But I was only there for 3 days. And then
you towered over all of them, didn't you?
I did. I went to a place where we had dumplings, you know. Chinese people love their dumplings, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was one of these little hole in the walls where there wasn't a lot of tables and just little plastic benches, and you had to share a table because there was only two of us, and so, you know, you share the table with other people. And so we were sharing this table with three other Chinese ladies, and so I was trying to eat these dumplings, which have like steam juices inside of them, so
yeah.
It's hot,
oh.
right? And you're trying to like
yes,
bite
into it without it scalding you?
Scalding you, right. So they, you know, of course, they don't speak English, I don't speak Chinese, neither does India. So they demonstrated that you just bite a little hole and you suck the juice out and then you can chew the whole thing. So then I you know, mimicked what they did.
Uh-huh.
And they just got such a kick out of it and they were giggling like those little Chinese ladies. With a little hand over there.
Did you do it with chopsticks?
Yes, I did it with chopsticks, yes. So it was really...
That is so cute.
It was fun. I have some good pictures of that with the little
Asian ladies.
See, like,
they're getting a cross-cultural right there.
Exactly. Yeah, some... big Latin guy, you
yeah.
know, eating our dumplings.
Dainty like.
But the real trip was Thailand.
Maybe because you were the sucking the juice out part, you were a little too good at it.
Oh, he done this before. He good at this.
They showed you how women eat dumplings.
So as a man, it was humorous.
No wonder they were laughing at me. So, Thailand. So what can I say about Thailand in very short amount of time? We were there, we saw three cities, I guess you could say. So there's obviously Bangkok. Everyone knows Bangkok is the city, you know, major city. We flew into Bangkok. And then, what do we call it? Horse face? Horse dog.
Oh,
horse dog.
he has a dog that is a horse.
Oh, yes. Horse dog's dad lives in a town called Pattaya. So, and again, having not prepared for this trip, I didn't do any research, honestly. I was going where they were going, and that's all that I really cared about. So we
how weird.
I know, isn't that weird? So off we go to Pattaya.
You didn't have your GPS out when the Ting Ting was taking you back to the hotel or
nope.
the house?
Nope, nothing.
You're taking me a long route, fucker. Yeah.
No, because we were on a bus. His dad, honestly, I've got to give his dad props. His dad was so sweet. His dad, because my plane ended up being delayed getting into Bangkok. I was already going to be much later than them, and then it was delayed by about 2 hours. So he actually, and it was a an hour and a half to two hours from Bangkok to Pattaya. He actually, on the bus, took them to Pattaya so that they could get settled in, took the bus back to pick me up, and then escorted me back to Pattaya. So he spent like basically all day. This is his dad. I mean,
how did he do that?
He's a very sweet man.
That sounds very nice.
Very sweet. And so, and
did you immediately feel guilty when you figured out what had occurred?
Oh, yeah. I felt
like,
really bad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, you could have just told me. But then again, there was no way for them to tell me because my phone didn't work the moment I got off the plane in Thailand. I could not have received any messages, so I would not have known.
Did it work on the plane?
It didn't, but it worked in China. So I was able to phone them in China when I was in China
okay.
and tell them that the plane was running late. But then,
did they understand you when you were speaking Chinese?
See? he did that, and then he even took me to get some food because he's like, are you hungry? And I'm like, no, I can wait. But the bus was like an hour down the road. Or
public bus?
It would be kind of like a Greyhound, like a service, a bus service.
Oh,
like
okay.
a scheduled bus service.
Did he pay for that?
He paid for a lot of things and then gave us a bill at the end. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I would love that.
He booked a lot of stuff for us and took care of a lot of
that kind
of
the agreement?
Yeah. Yeah. We knew he was going to handle a lot of stuff for us.
Excellent.
Yeah. So he did that. And so he didn't want any money until the end. And then we paid at the end.
It's kind of like our trips together, you know.
Yeah.
One or the other is kind of fronting. It's just let's settle up at the end. just make sure that we have fun the whole time.
Yeah, just exactly right.
The wallet will open.
Yeah, and he booked whatever it is we wanted to do. You know, it was kind of like what we wanted to do. And then, you know, he'd be like, okay, we're going to do this tomorrow. All right, fine. You know, I'll have a car here ready for you. And you'd have a car. And then they would take us. And then...
That, you're so lucky.
Oh, honestly, it was amazing. That was a great way to get our feet wet in Thailand. Because there was three of us that had never been there before. There was me. There was Horse Dog's boyfriend. And then their other friend, Dustine.
Okay.
Dustine. That had never been there before. So, and then Horse Dog had been...
That must have been fun for Horse Dog.
He'd been there for... He hadn't been there a lot of years. So it was, even for him, getting his feet wet. Because it had been many, many years since he'd been there.
Seen
so.
His dad? Has his dad come out?
No. Seen his dad, too.
Yeah, so. Oh, my gosh.
So they spent a lot of time together, which was nice. But Pattaya... is on the eastern seaboard of Thailand.
It's my favorite dish, Pattaya. Pattaya?
Not Pattaya.
Oh, sorry.
Pattaya.
It's
on the eastern seaboard, south of Bangkok, and it's on the beach. So there, and it's very gay. And it's very everything. So the very first time we went out, and the one thing I just tell right off the get-go was this town is just completely sex motivated.
Prostitution whore.
All over the place. They are hanging out of every bar, guys and girls, just ready for the pickings. Like if you want one, you know, just
I want one.
Just take one. That's all you have to do, and it's very cheap, you know. So you know, we meandered around.
It's kind of like when you're walking down the grocery aisle at the supermarket, and all those little coupon machines are spitting out coupons that you just can take one.
Just take one. That's honestly the way
like
the way the bars are. They're not spitting whores out.
Fantastic.
At you.
You wish you had worn the pants with the big pockets. They probably fit in their pockets, right?
So it was a lot to take in. Like it was sensory overload that first night. Like nothing I've ever seen. And I, you know,
you wish you had like a swivel top head, right?
Really, seriously, because it was going everywhere, and the only way I could describe Pattaya out of all the places I've been is if you like take like a whole bunch of toothpicks,
uh-huh.
Okay, and then raise it about 2 feet over a table and drop it. That is like I think what the city planners did there, because it is just so disorganized and it kind of mumbled the streets. I mean, it's just really bizarre.
Is it one of those cities that has all of the television cable and telephone lines completely, like, absurdly?
Yes.
Almost like a cloud over the street?
Yes. We were laughing about the telephone, the cables, the way the streets were laid out.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just really bizarre. And what I think really happened is it ballooned really fast, that city. And what, from my understanding, in the last 10 years, Bangkok has cleaned up. I mean, Bangkok used to be the place to go for sex and drugs and, you know, wild parties. And not so much anymore. Bangkok has really toned down. That whole scene has moved to Pattaya. I try to ask Horse Dog, how did your dad end up in this whore town, basically? And he just said it's...
Just sprung up around him.
Yeah.
He was the Genesis scene.
Pretty much. It popped up around him. But that is where that whole scene has moved to. It's kind of its own little city for that purpose. And it was just kind of bizarre to be there.
I mean, really, nice to visit, but gosh.
Yeah, and after about 3 days, I thought, holy crap, we were scheduled to be here for like 2.5 weeks. And I just was already not feeling it. But we did do some fun things. They had the tiger.
Are you saying you didn't stay there for 2.5 weeks?
No, we did not. No, we...
Well, you all had that same feeling.
No, we all had that same feeling pretty fast. Like, this town is
okay,
not going to happen.
But what about his dad?
No, his dad was very sweet, and he helped us in booking other things.
Okay.
Because he's fine. I mean, his dad owns like a multiple floor building, and so we had one.
Brothel.
Pretty much. That's what all these places are, you know, rent a room, you
sure.
know. By the day, by the week, by the hour, by the week, by the month, how much ever you want. They got rates, you know, whatever you need. But yeah, he had a whole floor reserved for us, so it was very nice. And then on top of that, the dad's girlfriend came in every day, cleaned the room for us, and brought us breakfast.
She scrubbed your undies too?
She did. She did our laundry for
us.
Oh
my god.
I'm not making this up. I have a picture. We came home one day and they wash, but they don't have a dryer, so they have to close rack dry.
Yeah.
Which they don't have a backyard, they only have the front yard, which is the street. So we come home one day and all of our underwear is lined up right in the street. Like, oh, there's my boxers just hanging out in the wind.
Everybody could see they were your boxers.
Compared to the guys that were there, it was obviously.
Wait, you were with an Asian guy and two white guys, and yep. Then you six something labby.
Right. Well, Destine was very tall.
Now, were any of the Asians China or Thailand? Were they? Did you see any like tall or giganto?
Very, nothing that I can think of right off the get go. Most of them are pretty short and very and small. Now in Thailand,
do you get looks when you go to a place where they're just
really.
You're so tall compared.
You know,
to them?
Remember these are like international cities where people go to vacation, so
okay.
They're getting a lot of Russians, Australians,
okay.
West Europeans. I was really surprised about that. Like at the beach, for example. So there's a gay beach here in Pattaya. You don't really see, I mean, it's almost like when you go to Mexico, like when we go to Puerto Vallarta, think about the beach there. Who's on the beach? Is it the Mexican boys?
No.
Only the workers, right? And only the working boys are the ones that are there. Everyone else is on vacation, and that's kind of how the gay beach is there, too. And so, and they had so many people from all over the world, because if you think about where Thailand is, you got Russia coming down, you got all of, like, the Nordic countries coming down, you got Australia coming up, all these places, it's winter. And they're going to Thailand for basically...
Tsunamis.
Yeah, we're going to get to that, honey. But yeah, it's very, very international. And so, honestly, it's not like I'm the only tall person walking around. I wasn't by any far the whitest guy walking around, or the darkest, or the only Latin guy.
Okay.
Around. Yeah, a lot of people. A lot of people.
Maybe when you're out more in the countryside that you might get some looks, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, they see everything there. So, but yeah, the Thais are really funny because I don't understand their... like their physiques and their cuisine and how it relates. Their portions are very small. You can eat there for almost nothing. $2 gets you a plate, but their portions are fairly small, which is good. You shouldn't be eating huge portions anyways.
I'll take two.
Almost.
$4.
Yeah, it seemed like you needed that. And I was like trying to, I'll have one now and one in 15 minutes. That's a good preparation. But there's either very small Thai boys, like tiny, 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 and then there's the gigantic like sumo wrestler Thai boys. And I'm like, there's like nothing in between. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, how is this happening? How is there, like, what is this one eating compared to what is this one eating? It's the same thing. It's all coconut milk and fried noodles. I mean, can there be much difference? I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah.
How is, like, so tiny and then... like,
it's
watch out.
The Japanese, the sumo, and then the...
And then the Chinese.
The Japs.
I don't get
Chinese.
It.
that's so weird.
So some of the things I wanted to point out about Thailand, they have a very broad entertainment sector going on for every genre that you can imagine, gay, straight. So the New Year's Eve, we decided we were going to hit the bars. It was our second night in Thailand, in Pattaya, and we were going to go and check out the bar scene. And there's basically three types of bars. There's the XXX bars, which is the, you know, stripper bars, maybe like Anthropology in
yeah.
Okay. And then there's just your basic bar, like, you know, have a cocktail, sit and don't do anything. And then there's the club. So kind of standard, right?
Right.
But they're very cut and dry there. Like they're actually in some cases,
so there's no go-go boys in the club.
No go-go boys in the club. They're only in the XX.
And there's
groups.
No dance music going on in the bars.
No.
Okay.
Not at all. No.
Gotcha.
Very segregated. And in Bangkok, they're so segregated, they're on completely different streets. All the XX ones are on one street, all the regular boys, or all the regular bars are on one street, and then the nightclubs are all together in one alley. So weird. But you get whatever you want, right where you want to go. So we had heard about this XXX show, right? Triple X show. And
are there baskets involved?
Whose basket?
I'm gone.
So... we were like, okay, well, let's go check it out. And one of the shows started at 11:30, and this is the place that I was recommended to go by someone else. So we go in, get our seat, and the first thing I notice is there's about 10 Thai boys on the stage, and they're in the little tantadans, little white tantadans, and they all have a button on their little tantadan with a number, you know, 33, 45, you know, 2. And so we sit down and get our drinks. And it turns out the number is so that you could communicate to your wait staff or whoever, if you were interested in one of the boys, you could tell them, you know, I want number 3 to come over and sit with me or,
sure.
You know, whatever.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, like I want a number 33 with a side of 4, you know, something like that. So that's what these little numbers are for. So they're all just standing up there, you know, they're basically kind of the preface to the show, and they kind of rotate around and they're dancing. Some are dancing, you know how it is.
Any have any business up going on up front?
Well, okay, that's a good question because I actually had that written down. No, their packages seemed very small, and we talked about
and
that.
Were they erect or just not?
No, this did not seem like an erect portion of the show. This was just they were sitting there, you know. And
you went too early.
We were like, these guys have nothing behind there. It's like they're all so tiny, like little tiny. And then some of them were so small, they looked like little boys, like little, 15-year-old boys. They were so small, not a hair on them anywhere to be found. And then no package up front. Yeah, it seemed almost a little bizarre, right? You know, like they were so young. So then when the show starts, they start with the Big Cock Show.
Okay.
The Big Cock Show.
Oh, it's just looking up.
It's looking up. So we're like, okay, let's see. You know, we're kind of scoffing, right? Like, Big Cock Show. Yeah, right. We saw these packages, right? First guy comes out. I mean, and there's no fluff to it at all. He walks out with nothing on, and he's freaking hard as a rock. And I kid you not, Scooter Booter, he is, like, hung like a fucking horse. Like, probably 9-10 inches. And the guy, he's got probably a 26-inch waist. And I'm like, how is he standing up straight?
Was he dizzy?
I'm like, holy crap. Like, this is amazing, right? Like, I can't believe it. And then they started parading all these guys around. They actually had fairly big dicks for being so tiny. And they were the same boys.
The Big Cock Show. Why are you surprised?
It's the same boys. I had no package on the front. I don't. They must have some really good blood flow.
It was the same ones that were pre-dancing?
Yes.
I almost want to see the in-between.
They must have a really good fluffer in the back room really pumping that stuff up because we were all, like, towards the end it kind of tapered off. Some of them weren't so great, but they definitely started with the big ones first, and they came out. So they parade around, and of course they work the room for tips, so you get the little honk honk, squeeze squeeze. And then after they, start all their things, all the people come around, all of a sudden, you hear this music come on. Not much.
Top of the charts.
Right? You think, well, what is this? This is not really a stripper music show, right?
No.
And two boys come out.
Okay.
One's got a condom on.
Uh-huh.
And they start interacting with each other on the stage.
What do you mean?
Like dancing with each other? And they're both hard, and they're dancing, and they're touching, and then one gets down on his knees, starts doing a little sucky-sucky, and next thing you know, the one with the condom is laying on his back.
The music is supposed to be intimate? Or,
yeah.
Like...
Yes.
Oh, comfortable.
Very intimate.
Are you allowed to be looking?
Looking, you're encouraged to be looking. Everyone's staring at the stage.
People are cheering during Whitney Houston's song.
It's actually fairly quiet at the moment, and
I'm all uncomfortable.
And the one lays down, the other one gets on top of them. There's a little move action, and the next thing you know, they are fucking on stage.
Oh my god!
To a little Whitney Houston song going on here, right?
Are they making love to each other?
It starts out that way.
I mean, are they acting like they're making love to each other?
It starts out that way.
Okay.
And then this music shuts off, and then they start the real, like, hardcore fucking. And the music, of course, changes. The tempo changes. But what I found interesting that they chose this song to fuck on stage in front of a bunch of people is there's one lyric that I really liked. Do you remember this lyric?
They can't take away my dignity.
I'm like... You guys are fucking on stage. How much more dignity can they take away from you? It's like, oh.
Wow.
Anyway, so
we might as well have just wore shock collars.
this is how we rung in the new year. This will be how we brought in 2013. By the way, the show started at 11:30.
Is that titillating or is just jaw dropping?
It was jaw dropping. It was honestly jaw dropping to me. I was like, I cannot believe I am sitting here watching this happen. Now it gets better. So the music changes. It gets more upbeat. They have rings, like circus rings, hanging from the ceiling. And so their show becomes more artistic because they start to use the rings to the point where they're like hanging upside down from the ceiling while they're fucking each other. And they're doing a bunch of different moves. Like one is upside down at one point. I leaned over. I said, I'm actually learning some new moves here. This is really interesting. But I don't know if I could keep the blood flow going while I'm upside down fucking. But hey, you know, it's worth a shot.
So it's like Asian Cirque du Soleil.
It was the Cirque du Soleil of fucking shows. Is exactly what was going on right before our eyes. So now, if that isn't good enough, now they have to work the room for tips, right? So this is the first time my wallet actually came out of my pants, because I'm like, these boys deserve some tip money. So I pull out 50 baht, which may sound like a lot. 50 baht probably sounds like a lot of money, but I will tell you, 50 baht isn't even $2. So
big spender.
Big spender. So they come rushing right over for the 50 baht. And what they'll do when you're going to tip them is the top will push the bottom, like right over your lap, and then he's fucking him while the bottom is like straddling your lap, so you can tip wherever it is that you want to tip. And I was actually able to reach in behind and verify that there was actual true penetration going on, like, you know, with my fingers. You know, like penetration verification.
I am horrified.
I'm also horrified that this part of the story I now do remember being posted on Facebook.
So,
and you almost got hidden.
So, you know, by the time that they left, I like, there was like slime all over my fingers.
Yeah, fellas, Jesus Christ.
So, you know, there's only one thing to do with that. I reached over and I just put my fingers right in horse dog's mouth. It was the only thing I could figure out how to wipe my fingers clean.
Oh my.
He wasn't overly thrilled with that, but now you may not be interested in boys fucking on stage. I don't know, you know, that may not be your thing. Maybe you're more interested in pussies. Are you more interested in the female vagina?
Less interested.
Less interested, because if you're interested in that sort of thing, they have shows for you as well. They have the ping pong shows.
Oh, God.
Very famous.
Did you go to that too?
So, yes, we had to.
It's supposed to be a cultural experience.
It was a cultural. We saw lots of culture, honey. We saw culture.
Bacteria.
So we decided we were going to go in, and we got ourselves a table at this female ping pong show. And
so it's kind of a similar setup. They got the stage, and they got the women on stage, and they do different acts with their pussies. And so depending on, you know, the girl has a different talent of whatever it is that, you know, they may decide.
How many does the shooter hold? Just one at a time?
It depends. The girl with the ping pongs had several in there, and she had great aim because she would shoot them and they'd land in like a little ball of water. That
You're
type
kidding.
Of,
no, I'm not kidding.
Wait, did the tables have paddles on them so that you could return them?
But it wasn't just ping pongs. They had other tricks up their sleeve.
They had their tricks up their vagina. You know, you've heard of women that can queef, you know, fart with their pussies, you know, make air exit their pussies. So
yes.
One gal had brought, they brought out a birthday cake with candles, and then she inserted straw into her pussy. And with her queefs, she aimed the straw at the candles and blew out every individual candle on the birthday cake.
Gross. Whose cake was that?
And then they sliced it up later and brought it out for us all.
No, they didn't.
The same girl came out later and did a little ditty with a whistle in her vagina and was blowing the whistle with her vagina. Kind of like the little Latin thing, you know, when they blow the whistle and shake your head up. She was shaking her vagina with the thing. What else did they have? Oh, one had, this one bothered me, and we had a lot of discussion about this one. One took out a string of razors, you know, individual razors, like you would shave with, you know, a bunch of them tied on a long string, pulled out a string of these out of her vagina.
Oh, my God.
And the only thing we could figure is they must have had some sort of sleeve inside that they were in with, like some sort of a escape tube, because I don't even know how that's possible. Like, I'm thinking of that. Like, if I had that kind of demonstration out of my butthole, like, how do you do it? How do you get a razor to come out without slicing you wide open? It just doesn't make sense.
Are we talking about your butthole?
It's very easy.
Woo.
Woo.
So, so they have entertainment for all ages there. But, so yeah, we didn't stay in Pattaya very long because I realized that Pattaya was... Matter of fact, on the third day is when I finally read the tour guide book.
Yeah.
And the tour guide book, like the legitimate tour guide book, said Pattaya is synonymous with prostitution. So we decided it was best to go explore somewhere else in the country.
Yeah, as interesting as all that is, at some point you're kind of kind of burns your eyeballs out, doesn't it?
Yeah, after about the third day, I was done. So
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you have a bit more? I want to hear more about Asia.
Yes, I have a lot more.
Okay, good.
I have a.
I do not have a lot more bladder.
Less. I'm wondering if maybe we could talk about it.
Another show?
Another time.
Let's leave some for the next show.
Okay, because I think you and I have an appointment soon, so.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Do you have a couple minutes for a little RuPaul before you use the bathroom?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I have that amount.
All right, let's just do a little bit of RuPaul, and then we will catch the rest of Thailand in the next episode. Oh, someone came prepared.
Aunt Phyllis, I have handouts.
Oh my God. You know what? You honestly get Producer of the Year award.
You know
this.
Why I went for handouts? I'll hand this to you. They kept saying 14 queens.
Uh-huh.
Do they always have 14? That's a lot.
I don't know. But you know, they gotta extend the season, honey.
Okay, well,
is there
only
14
like,
or I thought there was 15?
Well, I have my favorites. I feel like, let's see. 12.
14, yes.
Okay.
I was like, I cannot remember all 14 names. So I thought that we got a little pictures going on here, so I had some refreshers.
Mm-hmm. I'm already Xing off the ones that have been booted.
Yes.
Should we not be saying that? Because I hate to be the spoiler of any good surprise, as we all know.
Right, but this is one of the things that we
discuss regularly on our show. That's okay. We'll just... We'll clean up that pile of tissue paper on the table.
We'll leave that for you, the maid.
Oh, so pleasant. Make sure you touch everything on your way out too. Oh my goodness.
Okay, so we've got two shows down, right?
We're two shows down. Yes.
So you are Xing out the people who've been booted off, which I don't know that we have to talk about because they. Well, let's talk about one of them.
I want to talk about one of them. Yes, I want to talk about Serena Cha-Cha.
Yes.
Okay, because obviously. For some reason, this person was brought in completely out of their league. I mean, I don't even understand.
I don't understand either.
I don't understand why they're brought in. But can I just say something? Because you know. I mean, you must know. You've known me long enough now. You know that I think that he is probably the cutest boy.
When his hair is done, yes.
When his hair is done, cutest boy that's ever been on the show.
Yes.
So tiny, so petite. He's so cute. So it's hard for me not to not like him, right? Like, I, like, want to like him.
He thought his shit didn't stink.
I know.
And then his first presentation, I was like, what the F?
Yeah. I mean, he was so out of his league. I really felt bad for him. Like, I almost thought that he was brought on almost as a mockery because they had to have known that
I could have worn a glad bag without a drag background. I could have worn a glad bag and outdone this kid.
Yes. Yeah. It was kind of sad. He got really lucky with that song choice on the first episode.
Yeah.
He didn't get off. And when we were watching, I was watching with Bitter, and as soon as they said the song choice, I knew. I said right away, I go, oh, he just saved himself. He just got saved.
Uh-huh.
Because there was no way the penetration was going to be able to out-lip-sync him on that song. So,
right.
She couldn't lip-sync, period.
Well, that's true. Yeah. How do you know, by the way, they're told what songs to prepare for. Why is it that they come unprepared?
That is laziness.
Yes, absolutely. So in that case,
stay up an extra hour and listen to the song at least 10 times so you have an idea
of what to sing. But so there are, you know, this season I'm finding it a little difficult to get completely involved because there is nobody that I know, you know, from, there is nobody that I really know of. I mean, Detox, for example, is in Long Beach all the time, but I don't really, I've never like said, oh, I love Detox or I go to see her shows because I don't really care much about Detox.
Right.
Compared to like a Chad Michaels or a Raja or somebody that really is a draw, you know, like draws me to the show.
True.
And I'm looking at this cast and I mean, there's some people that I like. I like Alyssa Edwards. I even like Detox, but there isn't anyone here that is drawing me to this show yet. That is making me go, oh my God, this is who I want to win.
I find about show 3 or 4, there's been enough time and personality to come out that I start to then I want to anchor onto somebody. I have a feeling, I'm starting to lean towards
Coco Montrese. She's the black kid with the blue eyes, with the super blue eyes.
The old bitch.
Is she older? Yeah.
Oh,
and
she's
she came
old.
Out in that kind of Patti LaBelle outfit with the red and black hair.
Yeah, yeah.
You know why? Because she
you're old?
Gets it. She gets it.
Yeah, but she's like-minded.
She has the sharpest comments. You can tell, even though she's being ghetto, she can see through pretty much all the situations that are going on there. And she was reading Serena Chacha in the Untucked. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes, I saw.
And I was like, right on.
Yeah,
Wilson is not a dummy.
I felt so bad for Serena during that last Untucked number two, because I know, I just felt bad.
She set herself up for that.
They were really ganging up on her.
She deserved it. She deserved it. She was uppity, throwing her age and her education in their faces.
Right.
I do agree they were a little hard on her, but, you know, people can only keep their mouth shut for too long.
That's true.
And they were serving them absolute doubles.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'll give them that. You know, if there's going to be someone that I think I'm going to lean towards, is I do like Roxy Andrews. I like his story, and I like that he's lost weight and he is now using his body like he knows how to use his body. Even though he's still not skinny, he looks good and he knows how to make himself look good. And I like his story. And I think that he's witty and I think he looks good. So
I do like his personality. It's not negative.
Right.
The one that is going to get me to... I can already tell eventually I'm going to want to punch this person in the face is Alessa Edwards.
Oh, uh-huh.
Right here.
Yes.
When he's out of drag, those big eyes... He's Gossip Central. Can you tell?
Yes.
Like, shitster. And I could just tell he's going to become a focal point. I'm pretty sure.
I saw Coco Montrese in Long Beach already. She's already performed in Long Beach last week. And I didn't... I'll be honest, in live, I didn't really think she was that great. And she is not going to endear me on this show. What did you think about Alaska giving up in the very first out-of-the-box, first thing?
It pissed me off.
Yeah, right?
Pissed me off. She probably got one or two more episodes at the most, because if that was so challenging for her that she had 10 seconds in the tank and gave up,
yeah,
there's going to be way harder shit coming up.
Right, yeah.
I felt that almost in bold. That is right there a complete display of entitlement. Like, she felt like she deserves to be there. Like, that's it.
I mean, honestly, I don't really feel like that she thinks that she has to demonstrate anything for some reason.
You never know what her story is, but water can be a very intimidating thing for some people. So maybe there was something psychological about the water and that was just a thing. But I would have been like...
The bitch don't take a bath or what?
You know what? We're going to skip the rest of the show and you can go home.
Yeah, I don't know. I right off the get-go, she bothered me. I'm like, honey, you guys are competing
for... Cash money, honey.
And well, you can... You
speaking
can...
of lazy, what about the one who didn't tuck even just because she had a skirt on?
Oh.
I mean, come on. You know, it's like I go to the store in my cap and I don't brush my hair because I know... But I'm not there for $100,000.
Right.
What if somebody whips my cap off? Tuck, goddamn it.
What about Serena's granny panties on episode two?
Oh, my gosh.
That was so embarrassing for her.
And then the transgender kind of admission. Did you get a little teary?
Honestly, I didn't, because I was kind of like, is anyone really surprised? I mean, honestly.
You know who I thought was transgender and may still be is...
Jade Jolie.
Where is she?
Right here? No, right here.
Yes, and she has that laugh.
Yeah, yes. Every time I see him as a boy, I still think it's a girl.
I really do think it's a girl, and I'm really looking for the boy in him.
I am. I'm totally looking for the boy in him. Every time I see him as a boy, I'm looking for the boy in him, and I can't find it.
I'm like, are you out of drag yet? It's extremely convincing, and I'm not saying that in a mean way. It's
right.
Just... Like, wow, that is really, like, on the fence. Not even on the fence. That's still on the...
Yeah, like you even need to have a surgery to make him look more...
The facial features, the voice, the...
Everything about him. Yeah, he's looking very feminine.
Can you imagine growing up?
No. That's
must have been very tough on
you know, where he grew up at? I mean, it could be really ugly in some parts of the country when you grow up like that. Like, if you grew up in the Bronx...
Can't imagine.
A little white boy like him, I doubt it.
You probably just go with it.
Yeah. But no, I don't. We'll see. Maybe one of these people will eventually
you know, bring me in and make me...
They always do. Don't
yeah, they always do. They, maybe they will. You know who brings me in every time for the show to see what that bitch is going to say?
RuPaul.
It's rewarding, isn't it? For the first time in Drag Race history, I am not going to say for the first time in Drag Race history.
You know, I would love to just be within striking distance of her just for like 5 minutes.
They threw in more rewarding comments through the whole thing. I'm like, now they are just getting beyond campy.
Yeah.
Like, they realized they got caught in their camp.
What did you think about the, and I don't know, I don't remember her name, but the, in number two, the guest judge that was obviously getting under Michelle Visage's skin.
Kirsten.
Did you love that? Because I love that. I love that. Because
well,
Michelle Visage.
She put down Michelle Visage and Santino, both of them.
Because I don't really care for either of them. So
I don't either.
It made me so happy. I was like,
Michelle Visage, I love how she just took it.
Yeah.
But you know, Kirsten will never be back on that show again.
Yeah, Mama's got herself a little pull in that show, I think.
Yeah, she's got Ruse ear.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, though I think they're besties, aren't they?
Yeah, but did you notice she's got her own little commercials now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
This is like a little gold mine for her.
Is there anything else she has? Who was she before this? I don't know.
Probably poor. Probably broke. She had a song before this.
She got to pay those titty implants somehow, honey.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I'd love that she was getting told.
Yes, because she needs to be told. Because you know what? Honestly, I think her and Santino really do kind of abuse those queens. I think they've gotten to the point where they feel like they have to beat them up and break them down to make them stronger. And sometimes I think they pick on them.
Silence! I love how she cuts them off like that. But yeah, it's almost like the three of them, Rue and those two, are kind of, they've been trained to just be rude, period.
Yeah, to just break them down. And so it's nice to have someone come in and say, no, I liked her. You know, you're wrong. And I found that to be refreshing.
Yes, and I think, I don't think that they are, novel in any way. Like when Rue comes out and they both compliment her, and it's supposed to somehow be witty. I'm like, at least have somebody write you a line because, oh, you are the fishiest of the fish or something like that. It's like, that's not even funny or cute or whatever.
I think they do have writers, though. Isn't Bruce Vilanch
for Santino
writer?
And Michelle?
I thought Bruce Vilanch wrote for them.
They need better lines then.
I'm
always like, oh, that's so stupid.
Well, think about it. They're on season five. They have how many episodes, you know, a year? They've got to write, they have to write something witty for every time the bitch takes the stage.
Well, and also, have you noticed that Rue has a line for everybody that comes out?
Yes.
So they've got a writer back there looking at the costumes going, Rue's going to say this, then she's going
to
say this.
Yeah, exactly. They have a lot of writing to do. So at some point, the well is dry, honey. And I think that well was dry sometime in season three. So, there.
Well, I am looking forward to it. It's probably the only show on television right now. I have a lot of shows that I like. I don't watch a lot of television, but when we put a show on for dinner, I usually stop the show and go back to whatever it is I'm doing when I'm done with dinner. I cannot stop watching RuPaul once it starts.
Really?
It just grabs me and I have to finish it.
Interesting. Yes. I don't find that about it yet.
I love it.
Maybe we will.
You always do. You say this at the beginning of every season.
I know. You know what I was realizing is I never watched season two.
Okay.
I don't know any of those queens.
Who was in that season?
The big winner was that one tranny.
St. RuPaul's Best Friends Race?
No. That was season three. Season two was the tall black...
The Flower Party City?
The tall... No. That was season four. And that was this... That was season three. I can't remember her name, but anyways, yeah, I didn't watch season two.
Oh, Hallelujah?
Maybe Hallelujah was in season two.
You don't know what all Hallelujah's about.
Well, I picked it up in season three that she was some sort of bitch.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Uh huh.
So.
Yeah, that was painful that season.
So that was the only one. I remember when it came out in season one. We all, even people at the lake were watching it. Kenny and Cindy, I got them watching. They loved it.
Kids watch it.
Yeah, the kids watch it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, amazing. So.
RuPaul should be charging more.
Well, honey, so, all right. So next episode, we're gonna finish up with Thailand. We also have our trip to Vegas for the Sin City shootout.
Yes.
To talk about. So we have a lot more coming up in episode 96. So be looking for that.
And
oh, and I have recently gotten on Grindr. I want to compare Grindr notes with you.
What? Grindr?
Save it for the show, honey.
Scooter? Oh, honey. So, oh my God, episode 96. All right, so we got more pussy and fucking shows on Island. Grindr.
A little less ping pongs, but more...
A little more ping pong, a little less
more
ping pong,
balls.
More balls and Vegas. That sounds exciting. So,
well, good seeing you.
Yes, honey, I'm so glad we got to do this. And I'm still learning how to get back onto our show here. We did this one.
You grab the mouse.
There we go. All right, honey. Well, we will see you in a couple of weeks. You've been listening to Babylon Podcast. I'm Phil Steen.
And this is Scooter Booter.
Signing off. Love you guys.
Bye, kids. You take me there. You take me where the kingdom comes. You take me to, lead me through Babylon. This is the morning of Allah. This is the dawning of Allah.